Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes.
Our Father.
Yes. You did call, right?
Call? I didn't call anyone. I was just praying. Our Father.
There, you did it again, Betty.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father who art in heaven. I'm here. What's on your mind?
I didn't mean anything by it. I was, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good. Sort of like getting this day off started really well, you know?
All right. Go on.
Go on what?
Keep praying.
Hallowed be thy name.
Stop right there. What did you mean by that?
By what?
Hallowed be thy name.
It means, oh, good grief, I don't know what it means. Should I? It's just part of the prayer.
It means honored, holy, sacred.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I never thought about what hallowed meant before.
You have lots of company. What's next?
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Are you serious? Do you really believe that?
Sure, why not?
What are you doing about it, Betty?
Doing? Me? Nothing. Although I think it would be great if you took control of everything down here just like you have up there.
Do I have control over you?
Sure, I pray. I go to church often. I make sure I'm there every Christmas and Easter. I'm a Christian.
That's not what I asked you. Being in church doesn't make you a Christian any more than being in a garage makes you a car. What about your language and the bad temper? You've got a real problem there. Always yelling at your husband or anyone who disagrees with you.
Well, he's always watching sports on TV or playing golf or something like that. And some people, are just ignorant.
I know. And the way you spend money, never a thought about others less fortunate than you or your church. They all could use a little help.
Stop picking on me. When I go to church, I put money on the plate. And a lot of people give money for charity. They don't need mine. It's my money. I worked hard for it. I earned it.
Uh-huh.
When I got married, I became a good wife and then a great mother. Oh, and I'm really a great hostess. Ask anyone. People say I give the best parties. Our children go to the best schools and are the best dressed.
Uh-huh.
I give our old clothes to the thrift shop.
Betty, didn't I send Jesus to tell you to take care of one another? To watch out for the widows, feed the hungry?
Well, yes, but...
Who gave you and your husband the power to earn and do so well?
You?
There you go. And what about all that gossiping? Talking about your friends and neighbors?
I just tell the truth about them.
Just the truth?
It's gossiping, I guess.
I thought you were just praying for my will to be done. That has to start with the one who is praying for it.
I haven't thought much about it until now.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere.
Look, Lord, I really need to finish up here. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does.
Yes, I noticed.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Betty, you could maybe cut back a slice or two on that.
Hey, was that really necessary?
Well, maybe not.
I was praying here until I was interrupted.
Praying could be a dangerous thing. It could really change you, you know. That's what I'm getting at here. You called me and here I am. Sorry, it's too late to stop now. Keep on praying. You're coming to one of my favorite parts.
I'm scared too.
Scared of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
What about Louise?
See, there, I knew it. I knew you'd bring her up. Why, Lord, she's told more lies about me. She's cheated me. She's never paid me back the money she owes me. I'm determined to get even with her.
Your prayer. What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest about that part. It's not much fun carrying all that bitterness inside, is it?
No, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Boy, do I have some plans for her.
Revenge isn't sweet. It's bitter. You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Are you unhappy now?
Yes.
We can fix that.
We can? How?
Forgive Louise, and I'll forgive you. Then her sins will be her problem and mine, not yours.
Lord, I don't think I can.
Then you won't let me forgive you. It's what you just prayed for.
All right. All right. I forgive her. I really want to be right with you, you know?
Wonderful. You are forgiven.
I am? I really am? Right now, I'm forgiven?
Yes, I told you, didn't I?
Wow, that's great.
Okay, but you're not finished with your prayer.
Okay, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, I'll do my part. Just don't put yourself in situations where you can be tempted.
How?
Change some of the things you're doing. Don't just go along to get along. And please don't use me for emergencies only.
I don't understand.
Lord, help me out of this, and I promise I'll never do it again. Such deals you make, it wears me out.
I remember.
What deal do you remember?
The time I was driving home a little tipsy.
Tipsy?
After a night out with the girls, I asked you to keep me safe and please don't let my husband find out.
And you promised.
I promised to go to church every Sunday and to bring my husband and children with me.
And did you keep that promise?
No, I didn't.
Some deal.
I'm sorry, Lord. I really am. I just thought if I prayed, the rest would take care of itself. I didn't expect anything like this to happen.
Aha. Uh-huh. You didn't think I was paying attention.
Yes.
I always do. Go ahead. Finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
You know what would really make me happy?
I'm not sure, but I'd like to please you. I really want you to be a part of my life.
There you go. You answered the question.
I did?
Sure. I'm happy when people love me the way I love them. I see that starting in you. I'm very proud of you, Betty.
Lord, let's see what we can do together. Oh, I know. Before I go, would you bless me?
I have. And I always will, my child.